in the middle of the night. I'm praying for assurance everything's gonna be all right. Lord, I see another battle. It's out in front of me. I'm afraid I won't be able, and I'll go down in defeat. He said, do you remember where I brought you from? Take a look around you and see how far you've come. And every time you asked me, didn't I deliver you? So why would you be thinking that I wouldn't see you through? Didn't I walk on the water and I calmed the raging sea? I spoke to the wind, it hushed and I gave you peace. Didn't I run to your rescue? Didn't I hear you when you called? I walked right beside you just so you wouldn't fall. Didn't I leave all of heaven just to die for your sins? I searched until I found you, and I'd do it all again. Now she's talking to her father in a house that was once a home. She said, my bills are coming due, Lord, and 6 days is not that long. She hears a voice so soft and low. It says, I've moved like that before, and I'll do this little thing. Oh, and I'll give you so much more. Didn't I walk on the water? And I calmed the raging sea. I spoke to the wind, it hushed and I gave you peace. Didn't I run to your rescue? Didn't I hear you when you called? I walked right beside you just so you wouldn't fall. Didn't I leave all of heaven just to die for your sin? I searched until I found you, and I'd do it all again. Didn't I leave all of heaven just to die for your sin? I searched until I found you, and I do it all again.
Appreciate the good song.
Amen.
I was thinking when she was singing, remember reading in the book of Exodus how that God brought his people, the Israelites, out of Egyptian bondage, and he really displayed his power before them there in Egypt. You know, God wasn't just showing his power to the Egyptians. He was showing it to his people, to Israel. And they witnessed such a great display of God's power. And he blessed them and delivered them in a mighty way. And then we read there in the 14th chapter of Exodus how that they fainted at the sea. And they they come up there to the Red Sea, and they couldn't cross, and Pharaoh had changed his mind and was pursuing them with his army, and they just began to despair. After all that they had seen, they just fell apart. And you know, I really think that we are way too much like they were. We witness God doing wonderful things, and then the next thing we face, we just seem to forget. But, the Lord has blessed, and He's delivered, and He's the same God, and He can do it again.
Amen.
He can do it again. And I appreciate that song as a reminder of that. We want to ask Brother Steve to come now and share God's word with us. You know, I'm so thankful that these brethren got to come this year.
Amen.
And this is their first time to get to be here, and we're very thankful that God made that possible, and it's good to have Brother Steve Collins here tonight to bring the message. And I'm not going to hold him up any longer. We're going to turn the service over to him. I want to ask you to pray for him while he stands here before us tonight to share with us what the Lord has put up on his heart. Brother Steve.
It's a privilege to be here tonight. And you know, God is so good to each and one of us. You know, not me only, but, you know, God is so good to each and one of us. And, you know, we should always, you know, give him thanks and give him praise for the thing of what he has done in our life. You know, because, you know, we're all here, you know, tonight, you know, not of ourselves. You know, but because of the grace and the mercy of God that we are here tonight. You know, not because, you know, we have health and strength. And God, and we have wonderful clothes and wonderful shoes and wonderful car that we can come here tonight. But all because of the mercy of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
That's brought us here and brought us here as one family. You know, not a family as a family to divide, but a family as you unite together as one. Because, you know, once, you know, God has saved your soul, we all part of one of his one body. With God, you know, it's so wonderful, you know, for the Lord to save my soul. You know, it's a privilege, you know, because it's so good to know that, you know, we are trust and believe in someone, you know, in the Lord Jesus Christ. Someone what we cannot see, but we know that we can feel him in our heart.
Amen.
You know, someone, you know, where you know, without, you have to have faith, you know, to serve the Lord Jesus Christ. And without that faith, you know, you cannot serve him. You know, no matter what you do, no matter what you are doing in life, if you don't have faith in God, it don't make sense at all. You know, you have to trust and believe in him. You know, there's a point of time, you know, where, you know, things are going to face in life, where you're going to say, yes, I want to give up. I want to turn back. And I don't see the Lord. I don't see it seem like I can see someone standing. You know, because, you know, a point where I just say, I'm not going to come to church. But because that faith what you're holding on, that faith what you believe in, that man that died on the cross for you and me tonight, you know, that's the faith that keeps us alive tonight. You know, because we are trust and believe in him, to know that we are all here tonight because of that faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, that is the faith. That is the faith what I believe in, you know, has get me saved tonight. You know, to know that, you know, my soul, I'll find peace with Lord Jesus Christ. My soul being at a place to know that, you know, I can take it back, you know, back to my saving in Jamaica, where the Lord has saved my soul. You know, the Lord has saved my soul one night. You know, not one night, you know, when Brother Rick come to Jamaica and keep in a crusade right upside at my yard gate. You know, that night, you know, I don't have no time, I don't have no part, you know, to say I'm going to church. Because I never used to go to church. You know, because everyone in here, in this church, have a part of life, what they're going through before they've been saved by the grace of God. You know, God has changed each and one life, because you never get up and born and be a perfect person. You know, you have to know that, you know, there is someone who's going to come in your life to make you a different person. You know, going to transform your life. You know, and that's man is the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, he's the one that transformed my life. That's why I'm standing here tonight in America, you know, preaching his word tonight to each and every one. You know, person what's here tonight, when I first met them before. You know, and because of the Lord Jesus Christ. I don't know your name. And probably at the first you see, I answer for, but, you know, thanks be to God tonight. You know, that's how I be saved by the grace of God. You know, and many more, you know, when we all go to heaven, you know, it's going to be this wonderful thing. You're not going to know no one by, you know, you're going to know each and every one by, if the first you want to see me, you're going to know me by my name. You know, because God is going to take care of it. You know, so, you know, there is no part and difference in heaven. You know, everyone is going to be in one accord in heaven. You know, there is no separation. There is no black is going to be there. There is no white is going to be there. There is no cool is going to be there. Everyone is equal in the eyes of the Lord Jesus Christ. There is no separation. You know, that is the wonderful I know of my salvation, what I get from the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, so when I hear the word of God, you know, that night, you know, and I went to that altar, you know, seeking to know that I knew that I was lost. I knew that I never have no part. I never used to go to church. You know, when I go to church, you know, when someone invite me to church, I say I'm not going to church because, you know, I want to live my life free. But you know, that night when I hear Brother Rick preach that word, you know, preach about hell. You know, I find myself to know that I don't want to die and go to hell. You know, I don't know if someone in here got lost tonight, but make sure you've been saved by the grace of God. Because hell is not a pretty place. You know, hell is a place to know that, you know, there is no, everything, if fire never quench, the worm never diet, you know, everything, you know, it's going to be so agony. You know, it's going to be so mournful to know that you're dying and going to a pit hell. You know, because, you know, every time, you know, each and everyone always love to hear about heaven, because heaven is a wonderful place. But no one want to die and go to hell. But each and everyone want to die and go to heaven. But look in your life if you're doing the will for the Lord Jesus Christ to go to heaven. You know, look in your life and see if you're living the right way, you know, to go to heaven. If your life has been, if your soul has been well secure, you know, to know that you can make it to go to heaven. You know, but that night, I look in my life and see my life never a part of heaven. But when I hear that word, I go to that altar and see the Lord Jesus Christ. I seek him with my whole heart. You know, but, you know, that night, you know, when I seek in God with my whole heart, you know, I never feel satisfied. You know, the other morning, I went home. In the night I went home and wake up in the morning and find myself at my bush. You know, and when as I go to my field, I find myself as I step in the field and start to weed the grass, I find myself on my knee. Never know that there's a halter deer in my bush waiting for me. You know, and God has brought me down so low, you know, to know that I find myself in my young field praying and seeking the Lord Jesus Christ all my heart. You know, when I seek God that morning, I feel the burden lifted off. I feel so free. You know, I feel like I can move a mountain. You know, because, you know, that heavy load what I was carrying that all the time, God has set it free and paid the price for me. You know, and that is so wonderful to know that, you know, I see the Lord Jesus Christ in my young field. That's the way that's showing us that God is everywhere. You know, you can see God anywhere you are. You're not away, you know, because first time I believe God is only in church. You know, but I know that God is everywhere. You know, God is not in church only. God is everywhere. You know, if you're driving, God is there. You know, if you're walking, God is there with you. Because he say, he never leave us nor forsake us. He will always take care of us. You know, and that is so wonderful, you know, to know that, you know, we have our Savior, you know, will take care of us every step we make. You know, and to know that, you know, when I see the Lord Jesus Christ and I know that I'm being saved by the grace of God, you know, tonight I can give him thanks tonight. Now, tonight I feel so blessed, you know, to be in the house of the Lord Jesus Christ tonight. You know, tonight, you know, I feel so, you know, I feel so free tonight. You know, I feel so free. You know, I feel so blessed. I cannot shout out his name. You know, because, you know, he's done so marvelous things in my life where no one can do it, and there is no one in this world can give it unto me but the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, there is no one at all, no matter what you give me in life. No matter if you give me anything, no matter if you give me house, you give me car, if I don't give this, if I don't have salvation, I don't have nothing at all. That don't make sense at all. But thanks me to God, I have it. I have it tonight to know that if I die tonight, my soul has a resting place with the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, tonight, you know, if someone here, you know, that doesn't know the Lord Jesus Christ, make it right tonight. You know, make it right, because, you know, tonight can be the last call. You know, tonight, you know, tonight can be the last call for each and everyone. Because, you know, when that last call, it's not going to be for one person, it's going to be for everyone. But make sure your soul is right with God. You know, make sure your soul is right with God to know that, yes, I am free. I am born free from all this thing, because, you know, in this world, what we are living in, this world is full of sin. You know, but someday down the line, we are just passing through this world. We're just passing through this world, but make sure your soul is right with God when you're passing through. Because death, don't know when. You don't know when death is going to come your way. No one at all. You know, because, you know, when death comes to steal us away, he's not going to tell you, say, tomorrow. He's not going to tell you, say, you know, you're not going to say, wait, I'm going to seek the Lord, but he's going to come and steal you away. And when they steal you away, you know, hell shall be your doom. You know, we have a song in Jamaica say, there is no repentance in that grave. You know, no matter what you call upon, no matter what you try to do, when death steal you away, you cannot call on the Lord Jesus Christ anymore. Everything will be over. You know, so tonight is the time for you to seek the Lord Jesus Christ before it's too late. You know, seek him with a whole heart. You know, seek him till deep, you know, till, you know, when you come at the altar, you call upon his name. You know, till you know that you find peace with the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, because just like, you know, me find peace with God, you know, I want each and everyone, you know, to find that peace with him tonight. You know, before it's too late. You know, turn the Bible to St. John. St. John 3. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same come to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher, come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou dost, except God be with him. Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. You know, Nicodemus, you know, was a great man. He was a big man. You know, but, you know, something missing from Nicodemus' life. You know, and no matter Nicodemus have everything. You know, he have house, he have everything, he have money. But there are something missing out of Nicodemus' life where no one can give it unto him. You know, no one at all. You know, because, you know, sometimes, you know, we in life, we have too much pride in ourselves. You know, we feel like we're too high to serve the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, we feel like we're too high to bow down and call upon his name. You know, we feel like, you know, we're too high to do so many things for the Lord Jesus Christ. But, you know, Nicodemus, you know, is a man of everything in life, but still one something missing. One single something missing from his life, you know, to know that he wants peace with God. He wants something. He wants something where never felt before. But you know, he feel like that, like say, everything is good, everything is okay. You know, Nicodemus said unto him, "How can a man be born when he is whole? Can he enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born again?" You know, but God is telling Nicodemus said, he have to born of the water. He have to born of his blood. You know, his blood, what he has shed on Calvary cross. The blood, you know, that is going to make a difference in your life. You know, because that blood, you know, can set you free. You know, everything what you're doing in life, that blood can make a difference. You know, and without the blood of God, you know, you're going to be the said person. Because the blood is going to make you a different person. That blood is going to put a light inside of you where someone outside, where that is lost, can see the marvelous work what God can do. And without the blood of Christ, you cannot set free. But Nicodemus, you know, he feel like he must go back into his mother's womb to be born again. But it's not so. It is not so. There is no water. There is nothing. But the Bible said, "A good thing can wash away your sin, nothing but the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ." Amen. You know, nothing can wash away that sin. You know, nothing can cleanse that soul. You know, nothing can take away all that rugged things what you're carrying all the days of your life. You know, because we are carrying all the sinful load, you know, what all we're doing in this world. But when that blood set you free, you know, you know that you are free indeed. You're free. You're free to know that, you know, you can move mountain with the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, because all that mountain will stand before you. You know, all that mountain, what you have carrying in, that blood will make it free. And tonight, you know, you can take that blood tonight. You can take, you know, one, you know, our friend, you know, when I've been saved by the grace of God, you know, I was sharing my testimony with him one day down at my house. And while I was telling him about my testimony, and the two of us started to pray. You know, and when he started to pray, and he prayed and prayed till he see the Lord Jesus Christ, he said, when he gets saved, he feel like nothing can quench that thirst. You know, he said, just take a drink of that water. You know, that water where God has tell that lady, you know, say, when you get a drink of that water, you shall never thirst anymore. You know, and that brother gets saved right at my doorway step. You know, and he give his testimony, say, you know, peace has flooded his soul. And that is so wonderful, you know, to know that, you know, you can tell someone about Christ. And immediately, God has changed from his life. You know, because, you know, God has saved us, not for us to sit in church. God has saved us for a purpose. He has saved us for us to go out there and work. He has saved us to tell our family what all the goodness what God has done for us. You know, because, you know, someone close to us, you know, is dying and go to hell. But they want to hear they want to hear something for us, from us, what God has done for us. You know, because if we keep our salvation by ourselves, you know, it all, you know, it seems like we're not doing the right thing for the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, we all have to tell someone what God has done for us. You know, for someone to know that, you know, they want to seek the Lord Jesus Christ with their whole heart. You know, and Nicodemus, he knows that he wants that peace within. He knows that he wants something that is missing from his life. You know, when he hear about Christ coming, when he hear about this man, you know, when he hear about this man, you know, to know that he wants to set his life in order. He wants to make a difference in his life. And that is so wonderful. You know, that is so wonderful, you know, to trust and obey. You know, there is no other way but to trust and obey. You know, because, you know, when you trust and obey, everything will be all right. You know, he said, that which is born, Jesus answered, verily, verily, I say unto thee, expect a man be born of the water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. You know, what is born of the Spirit is spirit. And tonight, you know, we're born of a spirit. You know, to know that he sent his only begotten Son to die and cover the cross for you and me this night. You know, to know that, you know, we shall have eternal life. You know, our spirit is going to come, we want inside to know that, you know, when we've been saved by the grace of God, we have that eternal life to live for. You know, because we're not going to live eternal life in this world. You know, this world is not ours. This world is for the devil. You know, but when we leave this world, to know that, you know, we drop off all this dirtiness. You know, as the preacher said today, you know, all of this is dirt. You know, but to know that, you know, because, you know, many persons in this world cherish this body. You know, they do all things with this body, but deep in their soul, they don't fix up their soul for the Lord Jesus Christ as yet. You know, they try to fix up the outside and do everything, but try to fix up the inside for the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, because, you know, when you fix that inside for the Lord Jesus Christ, you know, to know that, you know, that inside, you're going to have eternal life with the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, because, you know, that eternal life, the Spirit is going to go and be with our Father in heaven. You know, we are not going to be here. You know, as we said, you know, we're just a pilgrim passing through this land. You know, we're not, you know, because, you know, when we look in this life, you know, we love this life so much, but there is sweeter, you know, sweeter ahead of us. In our life, a place where God wants to prepare for us, you know, there will be more sweeter. You know, because heaven is so sweet, 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 sweet. You know, we don't want to give up. You know, we don't want to die and go to hell. You know, we want to live to know that we are working. We do as much work in this land, you know, to know that when our saviors come, he can say, well done, my faithful servant. Well done, you have done marvelous things for me, you know, tonight. You know, tonight, you know, let us, you know, be like Nicodemus. You know, let us, you know, ask, go on one knee and ask the Lord Jesus Christ, you know, to save and pray for those that is lost. You know, let us be our brother's keeper tonight. You know, let us go there and work for the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, because the kingdom of heaven, you know, we have to work to know that we want to fill up that kingdom of heaven. You know, because it's hard for us to know that, you know, our brother and sister lost and go to hell. You know, we all cannot live for our own self. We have to live for the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, because if we live for our own self, it don't make sense at all. But we have to try to live for the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, because it's good, you know, to trust and obey in God. You know, it's good to trust and obey. And it's so wonderful, you know, to find peace with Lord Jesus Christ. You know, find peace with God, wonderful people. You know, find peace, you know, to know that I don't have no place. I don't, you know, if I die tonight, I know that my soul is right with God. You know, if I leave this world, I can't leave this world with a testimony. You know, I can't leave this world without no doubt in my heart to know where I'm going. I definitely know where I'm going. I'm going to be with my Lord Jesus Christ. You know, and that is why we are here tonight. That is why, you know, God has saved us. God has saved each and everyone for a purpose. You know, God has saved us for us to work in his field till our time has come to leave this world. You know, we're all here to work for the kingdom of the Lord Jesus Christ. And make sure, you know, we do the right thing. Make sure we work. You know, not to be a Christian, you know, just say, yes, we're going to work for him. But deep in ourselves, we're still not working for the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, because sometimes we don't push out the right effort to work for the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, and when time has come, you know, as the preacher was preaching today, he said many of us as Christians, you know, we don't do the right thing. We don't show out the right effort, you know, to grab on, to work for the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, sometimes, you know, thanks be to God, you know, God has blessed our pastor soul, Brother Rick. You know, he's a man that's working in the field for the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, because sometimes, you know, I can feel what he's feeling tonight. You know, sometimes when he's in Jamaica and he's pray and preach or he's miss his wife and his family. Tonight, I can give thanks. I can feel that what he's feel because tonight I miss my wife and my kids tonight. Amen. Tonight I thought I miss them and God just keep on bless Brother Rick. You know, because tonight, you know, all what you've done tonight, all what you've done for us in Jamaica. You know, all what you pray for us, because it's not only me one get saved. You know, there are a lot of persons in Jamaica get saved, and there are a lot of persons in Jamaica they still not get saved as yet. And we need your prayer. You know, we need your prayer for them to pray. You know, Brother Dwayne talk about his two sons. You know, we need your prayer. We need you to work for and pray, because, you know, God, you know, prayer, you know, no matter where you are, prayer can answer. You know, no matter where you are, if you have no doubt in your heart to say, you know, if I in America and I pray, you're not going to answer in Jamaica. You answer everywhere. You have to have faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Prayer move mountain. You know, God say if you have faith like a mustard seed, it can move mountain. You know, and a mustard seed is so very fine. And if you have that faith, it can move the mountain. And to know that, you know, we can pray one for another, and those that is lost can be saved and find the Lord Jesus Christ, just like how we find the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, there are many persons in this world who want to seek the Lord Jesus Christ, but we have to pray and working for the Lord Jesus Christ, you know, till he's come for his world. You know, that is my funeral tonight.
Like that. Appreciate the message. Thought about this while Brother Steve was preaching. It says, after this I beheld, and lo, a great multitude, which no man could number, of all nations and kindreds and people and tongues, stood before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed with white robes and palms in their hand, and cried with a loud voice, saying, salvation to our God, which sitteth upon the throne, and unto the Lamb. I'm glad that God is everywhere, and I'm thankful that he has saved people from everywhere, and continues to do so. And we're going to have a great time in heaven. There won't only be Kentuckians there. There'll be people from all walks of life. Brother Steve preached Jesus tonight. He's always been the way, hadn't he? Always. Brother Strode, if you could lead us in a song or two, I'd like to shake hands and give everybody else an opportunity to shake hands with this brother. I'll tell you what, if you other brethren from Jamaica would come up too, let's welcome them. This, as I said, this is their first time to get to be here, and let's welcome them tonight as we come around, shake hands with Brother Steve and show him our appreciation for the message. And Brother Steve, if you would come out front here.
Number 223.